Amen. Would you turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 7, two verses that we are familiar with. In the seventh chapter of John, verse 37 and 38, at the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus speaks up. He says, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.'" And I want to stop the reading right there. Speaking of the Holy Spirit to come. I know we're familiar with these scriptures, but I see a different perspective here. It's about living in the overflow. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Not just full, but overflowing. The presence of the Lord just overflowing. And how does this happen? It's through prayer. And it's not learning how to pray. You know, people talk about that, but it's when the disciples came to Jesus, they said, "Teach us to pray." And he uttered a very simplistic prayer. And if we look at the elements, not a detailed prayer, but look at the elements of thanksgiving, of extolling God, of asking for forgiveness, for provision, and so on. And the only way to pray is in simplicity, just telling the Lord what's on your heart. It's not, is there a formula? Is there words we have to use? No, it's speaking to the Lord simply and earnestly declaring what we need from him. And the Lord honors that prayer, that request. And it's living in that presence of the Lord that, you know, we pray earnestly for the Holy Spirit. Those of you who are baptized, you remember those days that you prayed for the Holy Spirit? There was, everything else was shut out. It came to a point where it captivated your thoughts. It was on your mind constantly. And when the Holy Spirit came, there was a flow. There was something that just took over, and a presence of the Lord that was so strong that you can't put in words. It was, yes, it was, you know, wonderful and such a tremendous feeling, but it was beyond that. There was something that was happening that it was not only flowing, filling you up, it was filling you up and overflowing you because you could not be contained. The Holy Spirit began to manifest his power and the presence of the Lord took over, praise God, and you felt it. How many times have we prayed like that since? How many times in our life have we prayed like that? How many times? Think about it. It seems like we put great effort and intensity in praying to receive the Holy Spirit. And then it seems to settle down and we back off. And until there is a great need again, a situation, a problem in our family, a problem on the job, a problem in our marriage, a sickness that comes, the intensity of that prayer is not there. And God says, you know, I want to live in the overflow. I've settled for a lot less. There's times I've felt the overflow, but it's not as many as it should be. Living in the overflow of the blessing of God. I'm not talking about You know, material blessings, that's wonderful. Thank God for that. You know, opportunities that come our way, promotion, a situation on the job, a situation financially. Thank God for all those things. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the overflow of God's presence. Living in that overflow, not the Holy Spirit as a label, not as just a, well, I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost now and everything's good. No, it goes beyond that. It's living in that overflow of the Spirit, the Spirit of God flowing out of you, that causing you to praise Him and causing you to move by His power. Praise God. In Jeremiah, he writes, he says, my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. And you know that happens in our lives. We don't walk away from the Lord necessarily. We still love the Lord. We go to church and we pray, but there's not that, you know, there's not that desire and intensity in our prayer. That intensity, like when we were praying for the Holy Ghost, nothing was going to stop us. That we knew we wanted God's presence. We wanted His infilling. We wanted His dwelling within us. But things get in the way, you know. And in one of the parables, Jesus spoke about sower and the seeds. It said some fell on the thorny ground, and the weeds and the thorns choked out the word. Got in the way. The things of life get in the way. We get so busy with the things of this life, and we get involved, and life is different than it used to be. It's not as simple as time's gone by. Anything you do is so complex today. Everything is electronic, and there's so much involvement, and life is not a 40-hour work week. It's much more at times. And these things creep in the way, and distractions and more things to get involved in. And you know, we are naturally curious as people and explore things. And sometimes it takes our attention away. And you know, God's talking to us. Found other interests. Found other thoughts and ideas, things that, oh, my career, and I've got to provide for my family, and those are all good things. I'm not saying those are bad things, but things that get in the way and take away that priority of the presence with the Lord. And I say, Lord, help us to put the priority back where it belongs, living in the overflow, my brother and sister, not just being present, you know, blessed with the Lord. Thank God for that, but overflowing in His presence. The Holy Spirit overflowing, praise God. I remember when I was praying for the Holy Ghost, just 15 years old, and I was down at the old church in the basement prayer meeting, and a brother came up to me, and I'd been praying for a couple of weeks. I just first come to a prayer meeting at that time. Didn't heard about him, but I never went. And as a kid, and my dad and took me and mom, and I was praying. At first, I started out in the corner by the water fountain because I wanted to kind of be on the periphery and kind of, you know how people sit in the back places, they don't want to be conspicuous, they sit in the back. I'm not talking about the folks here sitting in the back, but you know what I'm saying. You kind of sit. You want to be. I don't want to be in the center, and I kind of wanted to see what was going on. And after a while, you know, a couple weeks went by, and then I found myself in praying somewhere in the center of that group. And a brother came up to me and put his arm around me and began to pray over me. And the Holy Spirit just manifested in him. It's Brother Emil Adelini. He just prayed over me and began to speak in tongues. And something came over me. I felt it. At that moment, the brother was living in the overflow because it was flowing out of him and it was flowing on to me. Is the only way I can describe it. And I felt a sweet presence of God. And I began to weep. I began to weep and cry, a cry of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Oh, praise God. And it just blessed me so greatly. And it wasn't but a few weeks later, the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I felt something that when we live in the overflow, what happens? What happens? It flows out of us and it flows to others around us. It blesses them. Just like, you know, when you fill a glass, you fill a cup up and you know, when we were kids, we try and fill it all the way to the top. You didn't know you had it to the top till you almost overflowed. Well, to make sure it's full, you got to fill it so it overflows and you know it's full. And God wants to fill us to overflowing, praise God. He wants us to live in the overflow, praise God, of the presence of God. Because that overflow, praise God, reaches out and blesses others around us, praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And it comes through prayer. It comes through prayer, praise God. Praying, oh, praise God. I love what Jude writes in his letter. He says, ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. And Paul writes in Romans, he says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Living in the overflow. Oh, praise the Lord. In the overflow, praise God. The Holy Spirit in praise, prays through us. Praise God. He inspires the prayer to be lifted up. Praise God. And we begin to manifest as we yield and surrender to the Lord. The Holy Spirit begins to take over and pray perfectly in the will of God. Praise God. And that flow goes out of us. And it affects others around us, who the prayer is directed to, the brothers and sisters around us, whatever the case may be, living in the overflow. Oh, we've been satisfied with so much, so little. You know, there's much more that God wants to do. And he's saying, I want you to live in the overflow. It's not like, you know, you don't have to be satisfied with where you are spiritually. But say, Lord, help me. Help us to live in that overflow, praise God, of your blessing. Oh, praise the Lord. Not just to be satisfied with showers, with raindrops around us are falling, but Lord, the showers of blessing, the showers that you want to have your way with us, praise God. In John 10, he says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came they might have life and have it in abundance. It's the Amplified Bible, to the full, till it overflows. The abundant life. He came to give us that abundant life. Not the get-by life, but the abundant life, praise God. I'm not talking about material blessings, as I said before, but spiritual blessings. You may have problems, you may have issues, and you may have situations that you face every day, but we can still live in the overflow, praise God. The presence of the Lord can flow out of us, praise God, and help us to overcome these situations. That overflow, the abundance it talks about in the Greek, over and above, more than is necessary, super added. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother and sister, Do we think in those terms? I don't. I didn't think of it like this before, but living in the overflow. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, not just to fill you up, but to fill you up and overflow you, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us that we might be vessels of honor, praise God, that are used for the kingdom of God. He might help us through our prayers, through our seeking the Lord. How does this happen? It's through prayer. The Word of God says, pray without ceasing. All day? Yes. You don't have to be on your knees. You could be doing something else, but in your mind, it's Lord, please. Lord, help me. Lord, reach this situation. Lord, my family. Lord, my son, my daughter. Lord, reach. We can be praying in that manner. It's not always the position of we're kneeling, but it's the mentality. It's the disposition of the heart. Praise God, oh Lord, help us. In Zechariah, he says, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. Ask the Lord for rain. Ask the Lord for the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God. Prayer is the secret to the great power released on men and women. Oh, praise God. We can lay hands on the horns of the altar and pray, oh God, would you come? Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's in the Word of God, the apostles, when they first were baptized, they chose seven deacons. This is men full of the Holy Ghost to minister to the church. Men full of the Holy Ghost, obviously powerful, overflowing, living in the overflow, praise God. And Paul teaches us in Ephesians, he says, in his third chapter, he says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise the Lord. Lord, live in the fullness. Live in the overflow. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us. Praise God that we live in that overflow. It is His promise. It is His desire to see us live, praise God, not just satisfied with so little, but to, Lord, we haven't begun to scratch the surface of what you have for us, praise God. In Genesis, the 32nd chapter, when Jacob was fearful of meeting his brother, and the situation is going on without getting into a lot of detail, he said he prayed all night, a changed man, an all-night prayer meeting. It brought an angel. It changed his name. The angel said, you have no longer be called Jacob, be called Israel. And gave him power from God. That's what the angel told him, praise God. And it turned an enemy, his brother, into a loving, hugging brother. All night prayer. Oh Lord, what are you saying to us this day? Praise God. Lord, help us to pray. We know about prayer, but knowing and doing are two different things. Lord, give us a spirit of prayer in our lives. I say this for myself first. The Lord has just spoken to me in this message about got to get closer. You got to spend more time communing with the Lord. Praise God. We need to pray for others. Pray for ourselves that the Holy Spirit would have His way. In the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, we find Moses that prayed 40 days on Mount Sinai. In the 34th chapter, it says, now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put the veil on his face. He was changed, visibly changed, by being in the presence of the Lord. And we are changed by being in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Have you noticed when we're prayed up, when we're communing with the Lord, for whatever reason that drew us to that point, there's something different about us. There's a sweetness. There is a peace. There is a calmness. There's a joy by being in the presence of the Lord. It's called living in the overflow. Praise God. Oh, Lord, would you help us? Praise the Lord. Would you help us? Praise God. Peter, one of the apostles, it says, gave much time continually to prayer. In the fifth chapter of Acts, it said, so they that brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Just the shadow of his presence had a healing effect. And said, Paul prayed and over the handkerchiefs. And I don't want to make a doctrine out of this. There's some people that do this for money, but this is the Word of God tells us Paul prayed over these handkerchiefs and cloths that were sent out because of his presence, the prayer over these things. They sent out, and there was healings resulted from that because of living in the overflow. Oh, praise God. I know that can be perverted and people can use that out of context, but understand what the Word of God is saying, that the overflow has effect on others around us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us this day, praise God, that we continue on in this Christian journey. Oh, praise the Lord. When Ezekiel saw the vision, he saw the vision of the river that was flowing. And he was drawn more and more into the depth of that river. It was being drawn into the presence of God. When we come into the presence of God and we begin to just open our hearts, the Holy Spirit draws us deeper and deeper into that. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Help us, Lord, to appreciate what you're saying to us this morning. Satisfied with so little. You know, I heard something, I just was astounded the other day. On surveys, and I don't know how they come up with these surveys, but there must be some basis for them, and I'm going to accept that. That the average Christian prays 21 minutes a month. And that includes the time we pray over the food. 21 minutes a month. I trust that's no one in here. Amen? 21 minutes a month. Oh, Lord. And I'm not being critical because I've gone days prayerless in my past. I look back and say, you know, I've got no room to talk. I've gone days prayerless, and the Holy Spirit has convicted me, and the Holy Spirit has spoken to me many times. Need to spend more time in prayer, more time communing with the Lord, praise God, because that's the source of our strength, that relationship with God, praise the Lord, and not worried about what am I going to say and how am I going to phrase it, and I've gotten past that. And I said, Lord, here it is. Lord, I messed up today. Lord, I lost my temper. Lord, I did something at work and I'm not proud of it. And this is what happened. Lord, I got angry in this situation. Would you forgive me? Would you help me, Lord, to have more control? Would you help me, Lord, to continue in prayer? Would you help me, Lord, to spend more time in your word? Whatever the case may be, but simplicity and just being honest and open with the Lord. And oh, praise God, he understands us. He knows our every thought. It's not like we got to break it down. We got to put it in acceptable terms to him. He knows where we are. He knows our situation. He sees our frustrations and our weaknesses and our failures. It's not like you're telling God something he doesn't know. God knows. He sees us as we are. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. You see us as we are and you still love us. You see us in our weak times and our downsing and uprising, as the psalmist says, and yet he still loves us. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank him for the hope we have and for his presence. Praise the Lord. In Romans 15, it says, may God, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the NIV. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, the overflow. Oh Lord, thank you for the abundance. Help us not to be satisfied with where we are. Too many Christians, and I'll put myself in the middle of that first, are satisfied with their spiritual condition. I pray, Lord, let me never be satisfied with my spiritual condition, but just to want to draw closer every day, to want to go deeper in your word, to want to experience your presence every day, praise God. And all the noise that is around us, all the distractions around us, all the things that go for our attention, help me to, Lord, set time aside for you, praise God, to spend that time. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, in John, the 4th chapter, Jesus spoke to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. And we know the story with her. But he says to her also, but whosoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life, satisfying the thirst for God, continually flowing, bubbling within him, flowing in and out of him. Oh, praise God. And she was amazed. And we know how God worked. Oh, Lord, we find the invitation in Isaiah. Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you without money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Oh, Father, help us. Help us to seek the things of God. So many things vie for our attention today. So many things, that aspirations that we have. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to us this morning. God's saying, come for a satisfying portion. It's in Christ, praise God. It's being full of his Spirit, having the presence of the Lord in our lives, praise God. We could be in a sad situation, the loss of a loved one. We could be in that situation and still be overflowing, living in the overflow. How is that possible, Brother Ron? How can I be in such a condition? What is it possible? Because of the presence of the Lord within us, to give us grace to endure that situation, and not only grace to endure, but because of that grace and strength he gives us, it becomes overflowing to the ones around us. And they say, look, how is that brother, how is that sister handling that situation? How is it possible they can be at such peace and in spite of sadness, in spite of the situation that is around them, how can they have the strength to stand? Because of the overflowing presence of the Lord, praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and help us. Praise God. I'm going to close right here. Praise the Lord. That the Lord help us. That scripture in John, the last verse, he that believeth on me, the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh Lord, let that river of life flow out of us. Let us live in the overflow. Praise God, live in the overflow. We serve a God of abundance. God doesn't do things halfway on our behalf. He cleans us up. He lifts us up above the shadows. He takes us totally out of the mire and the clay. He washes us clean. He calls a new creature in Christ Jesus abundance. He doesn't just kind of fix us up a little bit. No, he makes us new, praise God. The God of abundance. And he wants us to live in that abundance. He wants to live in that abundant life. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, let your Holy Spirit have his way in our hearts. Lord, help us to live in that overflow, that your blessings would not only bless us, but bless those around us, that your name would be glorified in all these things. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May the Lord help you. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?